Beginnen wir mit Daf, Masechet es bei Metzia Daf Gimel, beginnen wir mit Alba, beginnen wir mit Matta, beginnen wir mit Gemara, and says, no, Hasan Vad Iker Ramai. Well, there's a difference between what the BC says over there. Yeah, there he'll say, Yei Munech Hashir B'Layahu, because there is definitely a Ramai. And, so this explains, the Kach Kon is late. So they're going to penalize him, Gam B'Mashu Shaloi B'Vadeh, even what's definitively his, because again, one guy gave 100, one guy gave 200, so we don't know. So we say, okay, that's it. We're going to leave it all. Because, you know, one guy's for sure being deceptive. But over here, I could say, maybe they both picked up at the same time. They're like a Ramai, where there's no deceiver, the Cholchad Sabashu, who would be a good. Each one thinks that he picked it up first. And therefore, again, that's why he says over there, and therefore, again, because the Ramai could even penalize him, even what is his, because everyone gave at least 100, everyone should get at least that back. No, because there's a Ramai over here. But regarding our Mishnah, that's what's saying that who said that there's anyone that's being deceptive. Makes this master begins with the words of Gemara, Inami, or you could say that Hasam over there, Kanis, that the reason why penalized over there is Kihech Deloidi. Is according to Rabbi Yisi, that we want to admit. But over here, it's not gonna, what type of loss is he going to have if it's, let's say, Metzia, where what type of loss is he going to have that he should admit? That's what it says. But over here, meaning it says, explain, even where there's definitely a Ramai, and it's addressing this point that what's the criterion that we're talking about over here. Even the guy says, look, I found it today, but this guy says, I found it yesterday. Which, wait a second, then you can't say, didn't we say before that the principle is regarding if there's a Ramai or not? So that's what it says. No, Moidu the Achleku, that still we would say that he would admit that Halacha, the Mishnah, that you would divide it. And he wouldn't say his Halacha that we say with that should be left until the Eliyahu comes. Because, and that's the principle that the Gemara says, is that what's the point? Is that we want him to separate, but he's not going to be mafresh doing mafse klum. He's not going to like lose anything. So that's what the Inami is saying, that that even if there is a, before we were saying the principle is if there's for sure a Ramai or not. So saying no, even if there's for sure a Ramai, and not like we said in the previous the Ramaskal, but still Yachleiku, because the whole point is Yehimunach is okay. So the guy's gonna pull back and he's not gonna lie, but here he's not gonna be mafresh because he's not losing anything. So therefore there would be no point in making Yehimunach, and therefore he'd say Yachleiku. Next time the begins Gemara El Machfartik Adeshonim Meikara. The Gemara says, well, that works for Metzia. Like, what are you going to say? Because they both give money. There would be a psaid of him to be made. So maybe Taka in our Mishnah, you should say, for that second case, that Yehemunach, why saying Yechaliku? So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to say, like I said before, must be based on the first principle, where it's not for sure a Ramai. It's based on the Ramai principle, not regarding this idea of admitting and being Mafresh. So, says Taisis, Nuchalemi, you could say the Hadar Bey, that so the Gemara is retracting, and that is b'leisag b'tam the mavsed ramid levad. It's not enough, just with the reasoning of like the second pshat in the Gemara, like we said these two, previous two tais and the two come with these two different principles. It's not enough with the idea of the Ramai losing. L'konis Rabbi Yosi elheicha dekavad de Ramai. So because it's not enough with one variable, you need to have both variables. Basically, wouldn't penalize only where there's for sure Ramai, and Islip say that, and there's going to be a loss. As we said, because if there's only loss, then there wouldn't be enough. Because then, Mekememke, you should say Yemunach. But when there's for sure Ramai, but like a Pseida, and there's no loss, Leikness. So then, we would say then that, no, it's not only the first pshat in the Gemara. It's just not only the second pshat, but it's actually that you need both. So we know for sure it doesn't help just the loss part, as the Gemara rejected, but they're saying even the first one wouldn't be enough. Even if it's around, but it's no loss, we wouldn't be in like Kinash Malishna, because the wording actually sounds like this, that the Imkain Mahir Sed Ramai, if that's the case, so what's the Ramai losing when the Gemara says that? So it sounds like that you need to have also an element, not only of Ramay, but also the idea about loss. But miu loshen ella mashma, but says this, the wording ella sounds like the hadligamri. That no, we retracted from the second idea that the Gemara brings, and it's not related anymore to the concept of pseida. And b'chim b'samach sutra shortly the parak of the Gemara asks ben leban ben b'yisi according to either opinion namely munach we should say there should be left and avagav da'hasam. And now what's the Gemara is discussing over there? Lasli pseida l'ramai. There's no loss to the Ramai. So that also would sound like that the principle of Yehemunach is not based on this concept about, as Tais is entertaining to say, that I need both, and it's not just enough with the second shot. No, it sounds like that only based on the first principle of if there's a Vada Ramai or not. If there's Vada Ramai, then he says Yehemunach. Next Yehemunach. Now, so the Gemara wants to know, why by the Halach of Chemveni do we say that they both collect? Why don't we say the same idea that... obviously, someone's not telling the truth. You should say Yehemunach. Which Tais explains, how do we explain a different Gemara? Rabbi Kiva, the Amud that says Nivamat of Kofi Chesam Beis. Lokach mechamisha. Someone bought from five people. Any day beis mlochach. The loch is if he doesn't know who he bought from. He says nice lekalecha bechal. He has to give back each and every one of them because you don't know which one. So Tais, by the way, question says loy park, and he's answering the question. The Gemara does not ask, am I nice lekalecha bechal? Why is he giving to every single one? Yimunach, it should be left because obviously the other four sellers are liars. Now the Hasam Havale Lemidka, he should have recalled. The Ihud Asidanavshe, he's causing the loss to himself. It's his own Pshia, and that's why he's chayav to give to each and every one of them. You next test matter begins to amritli havli bisavi. You didn't tell me that I should give it to my witnesses, and therefore it's not my fault, and therefore you have to pay me. Regarding him, I don't believe him. So therefore, each one could come to the claim to the balabais. Which is tame, it's a wonder. Really? Lemele balabais, let the homeowner tell them the classic Talmudic terminology when it comes to asking someone to do something for you, which is what he did. He asked the storekeeper to pay his workers. I sent you to make things better for me, not to make it worse. Now, Avgav dole omale havli bisahadi. Because even though he didn't tell him, give it to my witnesses, he should have realized this on his own. He's trying to collect money and from Bechazoi. And Bishadrin Biyad, the Gersis Rovo or Chama, and he sent it through someone else, and he paid them up. He said to them, okay, Avli Shtara. Give me the documentation. And they said to him, no, Hanach said, join in. This was money you paid for something else. We're not giving you back the document. They still owe us for something else. But Master Kasim, the Gemara comes out, it doesn't make a difference what the Meshalech told him. Did he tell him, take the document and then pay the money? It doesn't make a difference. He said, pay the money, then take the documentation. Either way, it's the liability of the agent. Why, Mishum Dumbly can tell him, look, the Skunish I sent you to make things better, but not make it worse. So the question is, how come we don't say that over here, too, with the Chenbini? Peshametis, we could say, is not the Hasam over there, Kibin de Hiskalikicha Seshtar, since he mentioned the idea of taking the documentation, Ki'ilu Oimer, it's as if he said, look, I say, but I say, in whatever it does, whatever it takes, do it in a way, you can end up getting the documentation. And he didn't, so that's his problem. He didn't mention witnesses at all. So, although, yes, it's making it worse for him, that's not including the category of Laskune, Beloi, Allah Avasi. Next test, Matthew begins with why does the Torah say this halacha of Maid Mixes Yish, a Taina Yishaba? Because Chazaka, person would not, the whole Gemara. Pirish, in other words, what's the question? There's a question over here that's inherent in the Gemara's question. Yehei Nemet Benigre. You're telling me when he's made the mixes, he has to make an oath. When he should be believed with a koyach hatayna, with a claim that he could the ibay if he wanted to koyach hakol could have denied the whole thing, and that itself should give him an amonis and belief. Why do we say that when he admits to half, he suddenly has to swear on the other half? Oy or neilich mahalcha, we should learn out from here. Delay neiman migibalma, or we should say no. This should prove that we don't generally say migui from the fact that we make him swear. I mean, he should be able to say that. I could have denied the whole thing. So that's two different interpretations. What's behind the Gemara's question? And the Gemara answers, no, the ends a migah. It's not a migah. And if you don't have either one of these questions, why isn't it a migah? What about, I could have denied the whole thing. No, the ain't no demeza upon the blikvakol. A person does not have the audacity. It's not something you could have said. The person does not have the audacity to deny the whole thing. Since his friend recognized that he's lying. But that's what Tosfos says. But you're right, in the place where a person could have the audacity, he could be noy. That's regarding his son. And he says, your father, I owed him 100 dinarim. I paid him back half of it. Yeah, there is nimah b'miga. There is belief with a miga di boy kavak that everyone wanted to get denied the whole thing. And he's a bepeg basic shul like the most super tough because when Alva peg shul is the other shul is the amazing of an Alva because the guy doesn't know the fears of his father and they could have denied the whole thing. So you're right, and that's where you are believe with a miga. But then there's something you're going to say kavak kol manolim departed. Where do we know that if someone totally denies the claim that he actually is exempt from a shul? And the Elam don't say mitam chazaka. What's the chazaka? The inon made pun of because a person doesn't use him the audacity. If he is saying, he must be saying the truth. No, so it says no. You can't say that's the reason. Now, because the truth is, even where a person could have the audacity, which obviously then that doesn't tell us that you're trusted. Still, we say pater that you're exempt. Like regarding the example of the son, and the Elam made the mixes pater hasam and. Even if a guy admits the part when he's exempted with it, because if he wanted, he could have denied the whole thing. But if you deny the whole thing, you are also believed. But why believe? That's obviously something that you could deny and you wouldn't be embarrassed to. So why do we believe it then in Kavako? And by Elam, we don't say the Alfina that we learned that I'm an Itzuk Lemichta for the fact that we had to write. That if Kavako, right, so that's, I mean, if the Torah has to tell you that when one witness testifies against you, you have to swear. Now, but if a person just denies the claim, he's liable. What are you actually learning out from Eirechad? Anyways, he would have to swear just from the claim. No, that's not true. So you would need it when the claimant's not claiming anything. And if any day, he doesn't know anything about this. It may true, kind of. And the witness on his own says that he stole Osha of Hilbalo that his father lent to him. So so we're back to the question, how do we know Koifra Koil is Pater? The Shema says what you can say is the Mechiwazeh. And the words Kiwazeh, which the Pasik by Moedim Mikzes, Master, it sounds like the Gzeh that the biblical decree is the Dafka Moed Mikzah Tanichai. Kiwazeh, saying, this is what I owe you, but not that. Oh, but that's what Torah is saying when you have a Shua. But it tells us, well, like Koifra Koil. But not when he denies everything, then obviously then you putter from his shvuah.